Jimmy Carter update being brought to you by Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors and Coating with offices in Marion and Cape. Go with Reynolds. And good morning, Jimmy. What you got on Colt Ford?
You know, one of my pet peeves is a TV producer and journalist is people don't do follow-up stories. I told you April 4th he had a heart attack. I might have updated it once or twice saying that he was doing better from all we know, but now I know he is doing better because he's talked. And now we know a little bit about what happened to him. He said he walked off the stage, went into the tour bus, picked up his phone to text his fiance, "Hi, baby," and that's the last, boom, he fell on the floor.
Oh, wow.
He said that I died two times. He said the last time, I only remember waking up in a hospital, you know, a long time later with his fiance and son. He said he was clinically dead on the tour bus, revived by the emergency personnel. Luckily, Brantley Gilbert was there and made sure I was rushed to the hospital. When they got to the first hospital, I think it was more of an urgent care kind of place.
Yeah.
They weren't really ready to deal with someone with a, you know, full-blown heart issue. So Brantley Gilbert, again, said, "I don't care what you got to do, get him to the other hospital ASAP." And he said he had three stents put in, among other things.
Wow.
So he's going to be better. It sounds like he's going to be better, Colt Ford. Colt Ford's a singer, songwriter, golfer, friend to a lot of, particularly of the bro country people, the Aldeans, Brantley Gilberts, you know, all that much, Florida Georgia Line people, all that. Jelly Roll, the story's gone national now, in fact, international, on the weight loss thing. We had it, and then all of a sudden, I see the Daily Mail's got it, CNBC's got it, talking about him losing, wanting to lose 250 pounds total.
Yikes. Whew. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Bunny XOXOXOXO is his wife, and she has got a podcast called The Dumb Blonde, and she's talking about it, saying the internet can say what they want about you. They say you're a celebrity and you're supposed to be able to handle it, but enough is enough. What you see is what you get with me. All you got to do is leave me and my family alone. A bunch of people backed her up on that. You know, the internet is a great thing. It's up there with the washing machine and the cell phone. But it's also the Wild West, where there are gunslingers and bad people and good people and everything else. But the folks that can hide in the shadow and shoot you in a box canyon is what the old West is like with the internet. And it's just a shame that lonely or sad or screwed up people have to get on there. Yeah, we all know that he's fat, but you don't need to. And you can think it. That's okay.
Yeah.
But then to put it out there and just try to hurt people because of that is just is real wrong. And I don't know where in school some people picked up that it was okay just to say what you want to about people. I don't know. Miranda Lambert, Gunpowder and Lead. Remember that was a song a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a new one called Wranglers. And she said this is very much in the vein of Gunpowder and Lead. Comes out on May the 3rd. New record label after 18 years with Sony. And she says, "I didn't realize I had this still inside me."
Good for her.
Luke Bryan said, "I may not have tripped over the phone. I might just have been cutting up a little bit and slipped because the stage was wet." Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. He also said he had had back problems before that. And he said, "One thing I thought of when I fell is, man, did I had got my back feeling better, and now that's out."
Oh,
so I'm sure that hurt.
Yeah.
Kelly Pickler went back on stage the other night, looked good, sounded good. Hopefully she'll go back some more. Aerosmith, the Peace Out Farewell Tour. Now, if you like them, because I know Steve and Tyler has friends in Nashville, Atlanta, St. Louis, Nashville are all on deck in October. So Aerosmith Peace Out Tour might be the last chance you get to see them.
They are going to be in St. Louis, and I've never seen them before, and I'm like, oh, I need to go.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those, you know, you hate, you got like Rolling Stones. Who knows how many chances till the musical chairs pull out of them?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're going to be in New Orleans, maybe this weekend or next.
Mm-hmm.
And someone offered me a free apartment to stay down there. I'm not going to go do that.
Oh, Jimmy, you got to go.
I'm having back issues like Luke Bryan, and man, when you do, it hurts to, you know, when the back's acting up. You can't go out there and play with the teenagers, but I'm thinking about it.
Well, all right. We will chat with you in the morning, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That is your Jimmy Carter update this morning, and it is brought to you by Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors, and Coating with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds.